Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Canon, dear faithful. The gospel this Sunday tells us, my dear faithful, how St. Peter and his companions, after wearying themselves with casting and dragging their heavy nets all night long, had caught nothing with all their labor. And how as soon as our Lord appeared and was on their boat, that they were able to work with his guidance and help, and that they took more fish than their boats could even hold. There is a good spiritual lesson contained in this simple event. This miraculous catch of fish is a teaching moment in which our Lord, not by words, but by actions, proves a point. That point being that those who work in the night of the soul, which is caused by mortal sin, undergo many difficulties, pains, and efforts, but it is all for nothing. All that they do and suffer while remaining in that state counts for nothing in their favor, in their eternal reckoning with God. Whereas, on the other hand, the slightest action of one who is in the state of grace, who has that indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity and that supernatural participation our Lord won for us on the cross, and who therefore works in union with Christ, being in that state of grace, has attached to even the smallest act that they do great and imperishable glory for eternity in heaven. St. Paul also teaches us this quite explicitly. He says, "If I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned," in other words, to undergo persecution and death, "and have not charity," that is, the love of God, which makes the state of grace, he says, "it profiteth him nothing." He stresses the great fruitfulness of being united to God by grace when he said, "What is at present momentary and light of our tribulation worketh for us above measure exceedingly an eternal weight of glory." And so it is that, well, in this life we do suffer. There are tribulations we must undergo, challenges we must face, and so forth, as hapless children at Vive, and as living in this world as a veil of tears. But for some, for many, it counts to nothing to their eternity, because they are not in that state of grace. They do not participate in the divine life of God. And so all those works will have no effect in eternity. Whereas we should strive always to cultivate and persevere in that state of grace, so that even our slightest action might add to our glory in heaven. We might think of St. Therese, who, even though she never did anything big, as the world would call it, she's a great saint in glory in heaven for all those small acts that she did for love of God and while in the state of grace, even such things that she found repugnant as wiping away the spider webs. But it's through that participation in the divine life that made that small work has great value. Another lesson that we might learn from this gospel is that, well, God gives us grace, but we must cooperate with it. Our Lord goes on to the boat and he tells St. Peter, after he had already spent all that night working and to no avail, to push off out to the deep and then to let go his net. And St. Peter is like, "Well, I've already spent all night doing that and I caught nothing." So there's a little resistance to that divine invitation. But then he finally said, "But at your word, I will let down my net." And of course, what was the result but that mighty catch of fish? And so he had to cooperate with that divine invitation. And so we must remember that grace is not some chip that we put in the back of our head and all of a sudden we become great saints and have no trials or temptations. But instead, it's something that God gives us that we must cooperate with our free will. And already that means that each day we need to strive to cooperate with all those small graces that he gives us. Whether it be the graces of, well, what you might hear in a good sermon, hopefully you hear some of those from time to time. It might be certain trials that you undergo that is like a make it or break it moment. All those temptations, all those trials, we can either have them build us up, that is, grow in virtue, or we can let it tear us down and make us vicious. And the only one that can make that choice is us, that we must take advantage, use the grace that God gives us in those moments to do good and to avoid evil. And so we see in today's gospel lesson that St. Peter had to say yes and cooperate with that grace, and it's a reminder to us that we need to do the same. But we might say, well, how do we cultivate, as they like to say nowadays, the culture of cooperation or whatnot? Well, already if we strive each day by prayer, particularly the morning offering, and to set ourselves to the good resolution to keep God's commandments, that we do those devotions, going to Mass, receiving the sacraments with an open heart, well, all the more we are cooperating with the graces he offers us here and now. And by continually repeating and cooperating with those graces, we become all the more cooperative. In other words, we grow in virtue in that regards. And we can even pray for that. In fact, today's Mass at the Secret, we pray that our rebel hearts might be submissive to the divine will. And so all the more, it is our rebelness within us that causes that obstacle to cooperating with grace. And so all the more to mortify that rebellion within us and to pray to God that we might be able to do so. And so as we take heeding this gospel passage for this Sunday, thinking about how great with grace all great things can be done and that we can merit eternal glory, but also knowing that we need to cooperate with those graces, that with Christ we can make a mighty catch of fish, but we have to say, at your word, I will let down my net and effectively do that. So let us implore Christ to help us, and let us see the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who at every instant during her life cooperated with all those graces, big and small, that God gave to her, and ask her as a kind mother to help and guide us in that, and that in view of eternity. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.